Good morning.
So tell me, what did you hear in this report last night?
Well, it was an excellent report that summarized our listening sessions that we held in the month of October on the West Side. We actually spoke with well over 200 people in October to ask them what they thought about our focus on the West Side campus of the Old Mercy High School. We spoke with about, like I said, 200 people, which included some of the Mercy High School alumni, the West Side parents, and students. We actually spoke with groups of students, some of whom were the youngsters, like fifth and sixth graders, and seven through eight, and then 8 through 12.
And what did you find out? What did they say?
Well, they, you know, the overarching theme was, you know, people are very proud. The West Side folks were very proud of the Mercy High School, and they really wanted to maintain a certain culture about that fit the community culture. That came across very clear. People also expressed interest in having a very rigorous academic curriculum that allowed for a variety of service learning opportunities and of course, strong academics in some way similar to what is being offered at Walnut Hills. People were very interested in the young people who attend there to be involved in the community and, again, having more opportunities to expand that base. Other kinds of concerns had to do with things that are just real in terms of bringing a school out in that community, and that is making sure that the beauty of the building is maintained. And you know, in some cases, folks did express concerns about how transportation is going to impact the community and things like parking. So those were some of the overarching concerns.
So what happens now? Now that you have this information, what do you do next?
We had a board meeting last night in which we presented this to the public, but we also talked about a few next steps. And of course, given that the building has to be open and ready to go in August, it's a pretty fast timeline to get some things achieved. We have to take what the community said to us in terms of their interest and couple that with what the overall needs of the district are and try to find a blend of that. So our next steps is really for our administration to come up with some recommendations to share with the board, and then we'll be establishing some timelines around how we get this project moving.
Now, school enrollment at CPS has increased by almost 500 students, I believe. Is that why you need more space?
Yes. One of the issues, which has been a longstanding issue, at least since I've been on the board over the past several years, and that is that there is a capacity issue on the West Side. Now, that issue is more for elementary schools, but we have to see, given that some of the a lot of the focus on the conversations were on building a high school, we really have, as a district, have to look at what are our capacity needs on the West Side? You know, what can we do to bring a balance to that? So, yes, we certainly will be focusing on that.
Thank you so much for talking with me this morning.
Oh, you're welcome. My pleasure.
I've been talking with Cincinnati School Board President Carolyn Jones about the future of the former Mercy High School.